Hi there, it's me, Alan from Sesame Street, and you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is...
Super Grover Flies High.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Alan. It's always nice to spend time with my friends here on Sesame Street and... Oh, listen to that. Yes, it's everybody's favorite hero. It's Super Grover.
Ugh. Oh, dear. Not again.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I am fine. Lucky for me, there was a big pile of leaves in the garden for me to land on. Although... all of these little leaves stuck on my cape are a little... a little tickly.
Well, I'm just glad you're okay. What happened?
I think I was a little too tired from all of my super flying today to really stick the landing.
You had a busy day, huh?
As your neighborhood super monster, I, furry adorable Super Grover, had a very busy day. Flying around, helping people, you know, the usual.
That's very kind of you to help out, Super Grover.
It is, isn't it? For instance, today I helped a granny carry her groceries across the street. I only found out later that perhaps she did not need to cross the street, because the grocery was right next door. But she was very happy to cross right back again.
I'm sure she was. It's a nice day for a walk.
Exactly. That is what I said. And then there was a soccer team that lost their ball in some long, tall grass by the soccer field.
You found it for them?
Yes. And I kicked it back to them.
That was another kind thing to do.
Only, of course, I forgot all about my super strength, and it went all the way over to the other side of the field, right into the long, tall grass over there.
Oh, my goodness. Then what did you do?
Well, I found it again, of course. That is what cute, adorable superheroes do. They help people. Oh, I could go on and on about all the heroics I did today.
Wow, after such a long day, no wonder you're tired.
I am. But a superhero's work is never done. So, nice talking to you, Alan, but I am off to do more kind things for our neighbors. See you later.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yes, well, I am off. Oh, dear.
What's wrong, Grover?
I do not seem to have my usual super get up and go. I mean, my usual get up and fly. I wonder why that is, Alan.
I think I can guess.
Oh, I know what you will say. What a wonderful idea, Alan. You think I just need a little more practice.
Well, no, Super Grover.
Alan, you are right. That is exactly what I need. I will just try it again. Because as you know, Alan, practice means to try something over and over so that you can learn and get better at doing it.
Yes, I know, Super Grover, but...
Oh, yes, I am sure I will be able to do it after just one more try.
How can I help?
Thank you, Alan, but I think I've got it. I wonder. Maybe if I just take a bit of a running start. Alan, please step back. I do not want to blow you away with my super launching speed. Here I go! I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I am going to lie down on the ground. Oh! Oh, Alan! Why can I not fly? Oh!
That was a great try, Super Grover. I saw that you worked really hard at it. But I think the reason you can't fly right now is because you're tired.
I'm sorry, what?
You had such a busy day. It might be time to take a rest.
But I, Super Grover, will never give up. As long as there is anyone waiting to be rescued by superheroes, I, Super Grover, will continue to be super. Now, could you please just help me up? Thank you.
Taking a break isn't giving up. It's just resting up. So you can have energy for another busy day.
Oh, I see. I suppose even superheroes need super sleep. And it is almost a super monster's bedtime.
Right. You can do some more helping out tomorrow.
Maybe you are right. But I do wish I could be flying at least.
Now that I can definitely help with. Because I know a way we could both fly. Right now, like you said.
How, Alan? Oh, please tell me how. Because I am feeling just a little frustrated right now.
But you can fly any time in your imagination. And we can do it together.
Well, I would certainly like that. Because there is nothing we super monsters like more than drifting up there among the clouds. In and out of all the fun, fluffy shapes they make. Nothing except one thing.
What's that, Super Grover?
Flying with a friend.
Oh, me too. I know you've been frustrated today and also excited, Super Grover. And proud of all the kind things you did in your busy day, too. That's a lot of very big feelings. So before we start imagining, let's calm those big feelings down a little. Let's try this. Let's use our imaginations to picture something else that can fly. Like bubbles.
Ooh, bubbles! I like to blow bubbles.
Great. Let's close our eyes and imagine we're blowing a perfect round bubble. First, let's breathe in slowly through our noses. Then slowly breathe out through our mouths. In our imaginations, let's watch the bubble float up in the air. Up, up, and away.
Oh, that was a beautiful little bubble.
Let's do it again. Breathe in through our noses. Then slowly breathe out through our mouths.
Alan, I do not want to open my eyes. Is it okay if I keep them closed just a little bit longer?
Well, of course. But why is that, Super Grover?
Because my bubble is almost as high as the clouds now. And flying up there, that is a very nice place to be, I think.
I think so too, Super Grover. A very nice place to be with a friend.
Imagine a blue night sky filled with fluffy clouds. There are big clouds and little clouds. Clouds in the shapes of flowers drifting in the breeze. And clouds in the shapes of boats bobbing in the blue sky. Now, imagine that you are flying on one of these clouds. Up, up, up into the sky with Super Grover by your side. Imagine that your cloud is so, so soft, like a pillow. Super Grover wiggles to get comfortable as he sits on the cloud. His superhero cape is spread around him like a warm blanket. His hero helmet shines brightly in the moonlight. There's plenty of room for both of you, so snuggle in. You look out across the sky from your cozy cloud. More clouds float towards you, and these clouds look just like animals. Super Grover points to one of these clouds. You look in the direction he's pointing and see a cloud in the shape of a kitten. The cloud kitten is all curled up for a nap. It has two pointy little ears and a long furry tail that wraps around its fluffy cloud body. The breeze moves the cloud just a little, so it looks like the cloud kitten is even wagging its tail. Just a little, as if dreaming of a mouse. The breeze blows, and the clouds move slowly through the sky. The wind whooshes around your cloud. Super Grover's cape lifts in the breeze. The moon is shining brightly above him in a sky filled with stars. And there, floating towards you, is a cloud in the shape of a little deer. The cloud deer looks so peaceful. The little cloud deer moves along slowly on her cloud bed. The cloud deer looks so peaceful, curled up on its cloud, floating across the sky. The breeze blows gently, and the cloud deer seems to nod sleepily as the clouds drift away. It's bedtime for little cloud deer. Your cloud floats on and on. Up ahead, there are mountains and there are soft gray rain clouds floating nearby. Now, gentle rain falls from the clouds down onto the mountaintop. It lasts only a little while. Then the rain stops as the gray clouds float away. Soon, you come upon a cloud in the shape of a fox with a big bushy tail. The cloud fox floats across the sky. The breeze blows, and the paws of the cloud fox seem to move, and it seems to be running. The cloud fox floats and seems to run across the nighttime sky. This bushy tail seems to swish and swish as the cloud floats by. Then the wind whooshes again. And with that, the cloud fox floats higher up into the sky and is gone from sight. The breeze picks up. A shooting star flies by. Near a cloud that looks just like a cuddly bunny rabbit, all puffy with fur. When the wind puffs, the cloud bunny seems to bounce, and its puffy tail seems to wiggle, wiggling in the air. Then the cloud bunny drifts away across the sky. More clouds float slowly by. They look like so many things. Fluffy animals, an ice cream cone, a giant leaf. The night sky is so calm now. Super Grover yawns. It's time for all friendly superheroes to fly home. As you sit, so comfy on your cloud, Super Grover hops on a smaller cloud drifting by and floats back down to Sesame Street to get ready for bed.
Nighty-night.
The bright stars go on winking like tiny night lights in the sky as Super Grover grows smaller and smaller, waving good night.